This is Rabbi Nissan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. We will learn the last two Mishnayot in Perek Bet in Chapter 2 and the first two Mishnayot in Chapter 3. Perek Bet Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2 Mishnah 6. This is a Mishnah that we really should study in more depth because of the somewhat controversial nature of the statements, certainly in 2015. Al shalosh averos nashim mitos b'sh'as ledasan. There are three sins for which a woman dies during childbirth. Al she'enan zihiros b'nida uvechala uvehalakas haner. Because they're not careful or scrupulous when it comes to contact with their husbands in their state of anida, of a menstruant. Uvechala. Chala is a Torah command to separate a certain amount of the dough and give it to the Kohen. That is still practiced today, although we burn it because we don't have certain Kohanim today. Uvehadlakas haner, that is lighting Shabbos candle. The Mishnah posits that if a woman is not careful in these three areas, she might die during childbirth. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Shlosha dvarim tzarech adam lomar b'toch beto erev Shabbos im chashecha. There are three reminders that a person has to say or announce in their homes before Shabbos on Friday. Right, before it gets dark, before Shabbos begins, you got to put three post-it notes on your refrigerator. Ishartem, Eravtem, and Hidliku et Haner. Did you take Maaser in order for produce to be eaten? Right, a farmer has to tithe that produce. Before you've taken the tithe, it is considered Tevel, and Tevel is non-tithe produce. It is forbidden to eat. So before, can't do that on Shabbos. You want to make sure you had food for Shabbos. You remind yourself to tithe your produce. You can eat on Shabbos. Eravtem, did you make your Eruv? If you don't make your Eruv, you can't carry. Got to do that before Shabbos. Can't make an Eruv on Shabbos either. And Hidliku Ataner is a reminder to light your Shabbos candles. They did not have fancy silver candelabras like we do. They were simply lighting candles. Thus the reminder. Mishnah then continues, it's not yet Shabbos, but maybe it's Shabbos. It's the period of time we call Ben HaShmashos or twilight. Not yet day, not still day, but not yet night. And the Mishnah says, Safek Chashecha, Safek Ein Chashecha. You're not sure if it's night or not. All right, so we got to be careful because maybe it's Shabbos. We have a little bit of leeway because maybe it's not. In that time period, says the Mishnah, Ein me'asrin es havadai, you may not take ma'aser, you may not tithe produce that is certainly tevel, you know for sure has not been tithed. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It is like you are being metaken a kli, it's like you're making something ready and available for use. Ve'ein matbilin es hakelim, right? You can't immerse, as we say here, dip your vessels. There, too, you're making it usable for Shabbos. You may not use an undipped, an unimmersed, untoiveled vessel. You do it on Shabbos, you make the vessel usable. So you can't do that. Ve'en madlikin es haneros. And certainly you cannot light candles in that Ben HaShmashos time period, because maybe it's Shabbos, and this is a Torah violation. But there are three things you may do. Aval. Me'asren et hadmai. Demai is produce where you're not sure if tithing has been taken, if the tithe has been taken. That because you're not sure if the tithe has been taken, and you're not sure maybe it's still day, that is allowed. Also only a rabbinic issue. Ume'arvin, you're allowed to make an Eruv at that time. Vitomnin es hachamin. You're allowed to cover, surround food to keep it warm. That refers, there are three rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos. One of them is hatmana, is literally you'd bury something in sand or dirt or wrap it in a blanket in order to keep it warm. That you're allowed to do ben hashmashos, when it's twilight, to keep the food warm on Shabbos, right, as long as it's simply maintaining the heat and not adding additional heat. We begin the third perek, and the third perek takes us from hatmana, which is less, I would say, less practical today in terms of wrapping things to keep them warm. And one of the other most practical issues of rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos, and that is leaving food on a flame from before Shabbos to keep it hot. That we call shihia. Literally, the shahot is to leave on, and that enters the whole arena of blechs and covering fire and knobs. This is the beginning of that discussion. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Kira shehi sikuha bikash ubegavava. A kira is a stove that has room for two pots on top. So there's a place for your fuel on the bottom, two pots on top. If you have that type of stove, and the Mishnah will give us two others, that type of stove, room for two on top, and it is fueled with kash, is straw, or givava seems to be the top piece of the stalk, not the straw, the bottom half, but the top half. Nosdin aleha tavshil. The Mishnah says, before Shabbos, you can place the pot of food on this type of stove that has been heated with straw, beginning top or bottom of the stalk. You're allowed to leave it on, and we're not worried. The concern by Shehiya, by leaving food on, is that you're going to want to make sure your food is hot. You're going to come, you're going to stoke those coals on Shabbos, and that would be a Torah violation. Right? You can't leave things on the stove lest you come to stoke the coals. Stoking coals on Shabbos, right, making the fire burn brighter, is a Torah violation. But says the Mishnah, we're not concerned with the kash, with the straw and the top piece. We're not concerned you're going to play with the coals. You're going to stoke them. Therefore, you may leave a pot on top of it. But if that kira, that oven, is fueled begefet uve etzim, right? Gefet is leftovers from either olive oil or from grapes. Once you've extracted all the liquid, they would use that stuff as fuel. Etzim, of course, is wood. Lo yiten ad sheyigrov, o ad sheyiten et ha'efer. If the kira, if the oven is fueled by a real fuel, right, by leftover the remnants of the fruit or real wood, you may not place something on it before Shabbos unless you remove those coals, right, the wood or the remnants, o ad sheyiten et ha'efer, or unless you cover it with ash, with dirt, as a reminder not to stoke those coals. Apparently the straw is not helped by stoking, and therefore we're not worried that that's what you're going to do. Beis Shammai, Omrim, Beis Shammai has a further qualification. Chamin avalotavshil. Beis Shammai says all of that refers only to water, because water is pre-cooked and hot. We're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals for it, but not a tavshil. Right? Avalotavshil, but you cannot place food on this stove from before Shabbos. Uveis Hillel, Omrim, Chamin, vitavshil. Beis Hillel says you may place hot water and you may place food. Obviously, we rule in accordance with Beis Hillel because we do reheat food. We do place food on stoves, ovens, etc. before Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omrim Notlin Avalo Machzirin. Beis Shammai says even the water you can leave it on and then take it off on Shabbos, but you may not ever put it back. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin, and Beis Hillel says, no, once you have put it on properly and correctly, halachically, you may take it off, and under certain conditions, you may put it back. This Mishnah podcast does not allow us the time to review those halachos in depth. Anyone interested, please be in touch. Please email me. I'm happy to go through them, have a class, etc. Last Mishnah for today, Tanur, which is an oven, which was wider at the bottom than the top. It retained much more heat. That has different status and different laws. Tanur shehi sikuha bekash ubigavava. A tanur which is heated even with straw and the top piece. Lo yitain bein mitocho bein me'al gabav. You cannot put any food in it. You cannot place food on top of it. That stove is too hot to allow for placing things on Friday to heat them, keep them hot, or heat them on Shabbos. Kupach, which is very similar to the Kira above in Mishnah Aleph, but only has room for one pot, so it retains the heat a little bit better because there's less room for dissipation. Shehistikua bekash ubigavava. This middle kind of stove, not quite as hot as the oven, the tanur, but a little better than the Kira because it's one pot and not two. If that is heated with straw, the bottom and top of the stalk, hareze kikiraim, then it has all the laws of the Kira, of that two-potted stove, the gefet of eitzim, but if you heat that medium kupach, the one-potted Kira, with fruit remnant and wood, then its laws are similar to the tanur, to the oven, and nothing may be placed in it.